Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Like the rest of us. His name is Jesus. He came to free us from chains that bind and troubled minds and all kinds of addictions and afflictions. But we must first be in submission unto God. He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him first, keep him first. He loved us first. So if God be for you, who can be against you? He is the incorruptible seed, and whom the Son sets free is truly free indeed. Don't you wanna be free?
I wanna be free.
Amen, amen. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to this is Seeds of Harvest, Seeds of the Word, Biblical Coaching. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. We give God glory. We give God the praise. Amen. Coming by, just wanted to stop by, give some encouragement to the saints of God from the Word of God. Amen. Because we know that God wants us to be encouraged. He wants us to be aware. He wants us to be watching and waiting. And we want to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. So we give God praise. Amen. Want to be free. That's in dedication to all who want to be free. Amen. Free from bondage, from sin, free from the cares of the world, what others say or think, and all types of freedoms we find in Christ Jesus, who is Lord of all. Amen. And to him be the praise and glory forever and ever. Well, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bow down, we worship you, we magnify you, God. Your word is truth. And we have to have a love of the truth so we will not believe in the lie. You've given us your truth, and we know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And there's no other way unto you. We know, God, that the end of all things is near, and you give us the perseverance, the endurance, and the wisdom, God, to know, amen, all that is about to take place. And we can trust in you. You are the sovereign God. Nothing has escaped your attention. And you've given us the encouragement and the revelation, and your promises are in your word. So to you be the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and praise God. Amen and praise God. Give him praise. Amen. We're coming from 2 Peter on today. 2 Peter. And God gave revelation, knowledge and understanding and wisdom to Peter, and for our encouragement, for our strengthening. And we know the Word of God is profitable for correction, teaching, and encouragement, and to build us training, to build us up. And so we need to be trained that this is the last day, and the end of all things are near. Now, the Word of God, written over 2,000 years ago, spoke of this time, amen, and gives us God's perspective on what's happening in the world today, what we see here in our own country, the U.S., what we see around the world. God has prepared us. If we are in the Word, you will be strengthened. You will be knowledgeable. Amen. So 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, it says, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. Everything laid bare. The elements destroyed by fire. Verse 11 says, since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? I believe that's the question. That's the real question of the hour. What kind of people are you and I to be? And he answers it. You and I, it says in the scripture, you ought to live holy and godly lives. You and I should live holy, because without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Holy and godly lives. That means turning away from sin. Holiness means a separateness. And the body of Christ is called, as a child of God, we are called to be separate, to live separate, and make no excuses. That's why Jesus taught that narrow is the way, and wide is the road to destruction. So the way to God is very narrow. That's why it's always time to examine ourselves. See if we are in the faith. Are you in the faith? Are you living according to what God has taught, what God has said, what God has proclaimed? We go on and we read verse 12. It says, as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming, that day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. See, God is trying to get us prepared. You know, preparation. We want to be like the wise virgin to Jesus in Matthew 25 gave a awesome teaching, and of basically how we should be. What's holy and godliness look like? If you look at Matthew 25, Jesus tells us that the wise virgins were, they had the extra oil. I mean, they had the obedience. They had the preparation. They had spending time with God, and they knew of his coming, that he was going to come. And so they wanted to make sure whether they were, you know, either sleeping or, you know, whether they are alert. They want to make sure they have their extra, always seeking God. But the foolish virgins, they were not ready. Even they were trying to get the oil from the wise virgin. They said, no, let's be the, we might not have enough. We'll give you some of ours. Basically, I'm paraphrasing. But Jesus goes on in Matthew 25 when he talked about the ones he gave the bags of gold, and the ones he gave 1 5, 1 2, and then there was the individual that only received one bag of gold, but the other two, they were increased or doubled theirs. And those were the ones who received good commendation from Jesus, saying, you know, well done, in the scripture. Matthew 25, verse 21 says, his master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I'll put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then Jesus goes over on, and he teaches about the sheep and the goat, the sheep on the right and the goats on the left. Good teaching about, amen, this is what Jesus said in Matthew 25, 37. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? And verse 40 says, the king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. That's what holiness and godliness looks like. Expressing itself for the love of God, loving God with our heart, mind, soul, and strength, loving our neighbors, ourselves, loving our brothers and sisters. See, the goat, they see these things, but they're not doing it. They won't do it. Let us be prepared. Let us be ready when Jesus comes. Let us be found good and faithful servants. Amen. Because the scripture said anything's going to be burnt up in the fire. And that's when everyone's work will be revealed, what type of work it is, whether it's gold, whether it's hay, stubble. Some of it might be burnt up because it's not done in the right motivation. But that's okay, because it says you'll escape with your salvation at least, praise the Lamb of God. I just wanted to stop by and encourage you today with the Word of God, and continue to ask yourself this question. We know that the day of the Lord is going to be like this, as it says in 2 Peter. Destroyed by fire, everything laid bare, everything done in it. And we said, what type of people we ought to be? We ought to live holy and godly lives. And to God be the praise, and to God be the glory. Have an awesome rest of your day. Join us Saturday as we lift up our youth. To God be the praise. I bless his holy name. Have an awesome day. Pastor Kadisa.
It's okay.